Thank you and good morning. By the end of the week, county residents who want to take part in the burgeoning medical marijuana industry can apply for permits from the county. The Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act went into effect on January 1st, and Supervisor Mark Lovelace said in a statement that as new state laws come online, growers will only be able to operate legally if they are licensed and permitted at the local level. The permits will cover cultivation, the planting, growing, and harvesting of medical marijuana, and permits are categorized for indoor, outdoor, mixed light, and nursery grow sites. Permits will cover the manufacture, the turning of the crop into a retail product, and distribution, which includes inspection and quality assurance prior to transportation to a retail facility. Permits will be available by 8:30 Friday morning, and you will find more details at the county website. The Planning and Building Department has also established a 24-hour hotline for questions concerning medical marijuana. Later today, the City of Arcata will hold a public meeting at City Council Chambers to gather input from the community regarding the Medical Marijuana Innovation Zone. City Manager Karen Diemer, along with other city officials, will be on hand to discuss proposed application and operation requirements, as well as permits and fees. The meeting will begin at 2 o'clock this afternoon, followed with another meeting scheduled for next week. In local crime news, the District Attorney's Office announced that 32-year-old Eureka resident Jeremy Kish pleaded guilty to arson and four other felonies and was sentenced to 12 years in prison on Friday. Kish was sentenced to 7 years for arson after he deliberately set the fire that destroyed the Alliance Market on Spear Street. He also pled to four felony assault charges for his actions in the county jail and received 5 years, with the sentences to be served consecutively. Jordan Christmas has this week's Our Community News.
In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to the impact that tourism has on the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Business leaders, elected officials, and those who work in marketing like Tony Smithers with the Humboldt County Visitors Bureau have been studying ways to attract visitors to the region and, more importantly, getting them to return. Smithers said that there are those who think that the region should market itself through mass media to the mass public, while others, as Smithers points out, think we should target specific groups.
Are we a collection of niche markets where we're going to talk to the bird watcher, the fisherman, the plant lover, the hiker, and reach specifically into their own media?
Our region has much to offer, from the wild and scenic rivers in Oregon to a thriving arts community to seemingly endless options for fishing, boating, hiking, and camping. One thing is for sure, however, those assets are key and very important when it comes to the economic life of our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer appeared on Talk Shop last Friday and discussed the city's work on crafting local plans for the cultivation, manufacture, and distribution of medical marijuana. Diemer said that the new state medical marijuana laws allow the city to expand its niche manufacturing footprint, and it has done so by making currently vacant West End properties available.
The only legalization of marijuana right now in California is for medicinal purposes. So through the medical marijuana legislation that just came out this last year, what the city has done is looked at our industrial general and industrial heavy zone properties and looked at where could the community expand cultivation and manufacturing.
Medical marijuana cultivated and produced in Arcata will then be sold to dispensaries throughout the state. The city council has approved expansion into the West End industrial properties.
So it looks at the Humboldt Flakeboard property and then another set of properties in the West End Road area where cultivation and manufacturing of medicinal cannabis would be, when we talk about zoning, would be principally permitted. So they wouldn't need to go through a special conditional use permit to cultivate and manufacture medicinal cannabis in these areas.
Cities and counties across the state are working on crafting local land use regulations for medical marijuana, and the county is close to a vote on a countywide ordinance as well. You can hear Diemer's entire interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.